Public Enemy Number 1 presents Chapter 2 Day 1. "Get up, you maggots! Meet up at point AC-12! Yelled the drill sergeant in his low, bellowing voice. The sky had looked dim and gray as Jerome walked over to the training camp. It was July 30th, one of, in Jerome's eyes, the hottest days of the month. Compared to all the other men in the group, Jerome was a shrimp swimming with sharks. Jerome was sore from the past 5 months of training and fire practice. And all for what? A war that hasn't even begun yet. "Today, we will head out to the West Coast. Hope all this training was worth it." "Well, I'll be darned," thought Jerome. "It's finally come time to fight." Jerome could feel this excitement that he had only felt when he was a child. He would crush the enemy and win the war. The ship that they were boarding was a literal metal box. It had no windows, and there was only one way in and out. "We are going to sail down to Mexico and kill them all." There was a roar of excitement from the men in the group. They had all grown up in war. All they long for is to kill the enemy and come back as heroes. Well, if they ever did come back. But Jerome was grown on coal and doing chores, not breathing and eating war. Jerome had a feeling of regret, like he never wanted to be born. What if the Mexican people are good? Asked Jerome with a timid voice. One of the bigger men in the rally walked up to him in anger. "What did you say, you little shrimp?" The big man's name was Damien. He was tall and top-heavy, with wide shoes and a rifle on his back. Jerome stopped where he was. His heart was pounding louder than a drum. "If you want to be here," Damien whispered through his gritted teeth, "you better kill all the Mexicans you possibly can. Do you hear me?" Jerome did hear him, but no words came out. It was as if Jerome was just now learning the English language. Before he could turn his head, Damien's big, meaty hand backhanded Jerome's face and sent him flying through the door, flying on the ground. "That's enough! That's enough!" The sergeant cried out. "We don't need no fighting. Now what's the problem right here?" "Well, you see, officer," Damien said through his gritted teeth, trying not to yell, "Jerome does not want to kill any Mexicans." "Is that so, Jerome?" the sergeant yelled in his voice. I was just wondering if maybe the Mexicans are... "I don't want to hear nothing about the Mexicans. You understand me, boy? You know how long it took me to set up this war. We are going to Mexico, and we are going to wipe them out. Is that clear, Jerome?" Jerome shook his head in fear. "Good. Now everybody, would you please get in the ship?" "Hey, everybody, this is Jack Johnson, the producer of this, the producer of this book, The Last Survivor. This was Chapter 2, and this was a little sensitive of the topic, but this is when our main character, our hero, Jerome, kind of realizes who they're fighting against, and he doesn't like it whatsoever. The title is Day 1. So, that's the actual title. I don't know why I named it. I just had this feeling that I was going to name the title Day One. But if you were super confused and you're like, did he just say Day One? Was the just Chapter Two? No. That was the, that was the stuff. New logo coming in. I'm going to be drawing a new logo. These two chapters I have written here are a little short, but we'll make the best of them. Alright. Prepare for Chapter 3, everybody. It's going to be recorded today. I just got to eat breakfast, and then I will record the Chapter 3. So, don't get your hopes up. Because, yeah, this is my first story, so if you have anything that you want to tell me, please just leave a comment down below in the comment area. This is on Podbean. This is on Podbean. So, please follow me and, you know, press that like button, press the heart button. That would be very much appreciated. Like I said, it's been 6 minutes. Normally there's only going to be like 3 minutes, but I'm going to be posting a lot. Don't worry. If you're new, caught up, you could catch up pretty easily. But yeah. So there you have it. A big shout out to one of the people that inspired me to write this story, which is Randall Sanborn. He's the writer of American Nightmare, and I've been recently listening to his new book, The Wrath of the Golden Ninja. It's a very good book. I recommend it. But yeah, that's who I got this inspiration for. I've already been writing it, but I thought, well, what's the point? And then I was like, oh, I can post this. Sweet. So, yeah. Bye, everybody. See ya later.